90.1 FM, the best cassettes of 1986, ending up with your choice for the best cassette. That was Embrace from Washington, D.C. Ann McKay, of course, on vocals. That's Building. That's from a demo cassette, and that won't be released as an album, as far as I know. Only available on cassette. You'll have to write to Discord and ask them for a copy of it. I don't think they're even selling it anymore. Started off the set, though, with Clown Alley. The Party Ends. They're from California. Also from California after that, Corrupted Morals. We just received that tape about 4 weeks ago, and a few people called up asking for that again. And we heard Money Goes Round from the Think About It tape from Corrupted Morals. Final Conflicts with Resist from their demo cassette. They should have an LP out on the Pusmort label about January or February of next year. No Fraud from Florida. And that was a Life we heard from their demo number one cassette. That was recorded in 1985, but released in 1986 from No Fraud. And Embrace once again with Building, and that band broke up. So we heard Clown Alley, Corrupted Morals, Final Conflict, No Fraud, Embrace here on Turmoil. And that wraps up the top 10 cassettes of 1986. Your choice for the top 10 cassettes. We're going to go to some local bands now. Your choices for the best local bands. We're going to feature two from Connecticut, two from Long Island. And we'll start off with this band from Long Island. They were the number two choice for best local band. They're called the Crumbsuckers. From their Life of Dreams album, this is called Schitt's Creek, here on Turmoil. Turmoil with the Crumbsuckers, and that was Schitt's Creek from the Life of Dreams album. Your choice is the second most popular Long Island band. Let me give you a rundown of some others. Then we'll go into the concert listings and back to some more local music. Some of the votes for most favorite Long Island band, Six and Violence got a couple of votes. Ludacris got a couple of votes. In fact, they're the favorite local band. SFB got some votes, SFN, The Surf Zombies, Morbid Curiosity, and two people chose no vote for favorite Long Island band. They said there were no good bands at all on Long Island this year. So take your pick out of that. We're going to run down some concerts, then get to your favorite Connecticut bands. But we'll go run down some listings of shows taking place the next few weeks. This Friday the 2nd, the Anthrax opens up once again with a Boston show. PTL Club, Cancerous Growth, Psycho, and Scam invade the Anthrax in Norwalk, Connecticut this Friday the 2nd. Saturday the 3rd at the Anthrax, Marginal Man, CIA, Lost Generation, and Big Smelly Fish. At the Right Track Inn here on Long Island, a 3 p.m. all-ages show. Token Entry, Sick of It All, and New York Hoods will be playing. At CBGB Saturday night, Big Black, Killdozer, Happy Flowers, and Pussy Galore. And the Ramones will be playing at the City Gardens in New Jersey Saturday the 3rd. The Sunday matinee at CBGB's features Snafu out of Canada, The Landlords out of Michigan, and Dirge. Thursday the 8th and Friday the 9th at Tin Pan Alley, West 49th Street, a free show, and the False Prophets will be playing there. Friday the 9th at the Anthrax, Snafu, The Crumbsuckers, and Dresden. Saturday the 10th, there'll be a benefit for the Anthrax with 76% Uncertain and a couple of guest bands. Friday the 16th at the Anthrax, The Chesterfield Kings and Not Quite. Johnny Thunders will be at the Ritz. At the Ritz on Saturday the 17th, The Bad Brains and The Reunion of Flipper. And at the Anthrax on Saturday the 17th, Follow Fashion Monkeys, No Milk on Tuesday, and The Russian Meat Squad will be playing, two bands from Pennsylvania there. And wrapping up the concert listings at ABC No Rio at 156 Rivington Street in New York on Saturday the 24th. A art, poetry, film, and punk show with Intense Mutilation, The Exposed, and Demo Mo. If you want more information on that, you can call 718-645-7414. And that wraps up all the listings I have for the concerts taking place in the next few weeks. Let's run down some more music. Favorite Connecticut band. Bands getting votes. 100 Bases. No Milk on Tuesday. Chronic Disorder. The Vatican Commandos. And these two in order. The number one Connecticut band, 76% Uncertain, followed by Seizure. And we're going to start off with 76% Uncertain from their Nothing But Love Songs album. This is Know It All here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM, the best Long Island band is voted by you, the listeners, if anybody's still listening out there. That was Only As Directed from the Immaculate Deception album, just released on Combat Core Records. Seizure from Connecticut before that with Homecoming from their record, All Hail the Effing System. That's really a 45. That was the second most popular Connecticut band this year. And 76% Uncertain with Know It All from their album Nothing But Love Songs, the most popular Connecticut band. So congratulations to those guys. We don't have any awards or anything like that to give you anybody, but we'll just be sending them letters saying they won who knows what. Getting back to the best American releases, this is going to be wrapping up the show. We'll be doing an interview with Stark Raving Mad right after these songs. Going to listen to your choice for most popular American releases of 1986. Starting off with this one. This is Government Issue. And from their new record, this is called They Know, here on Turmoil.
My name is Jimmy. Do you like to skate? Do you have a rim? Do you smoke pot? My mom's taking me to the gig tonight right after I get out of the Boy Scout meeting. Everything's gonna turn out alright, okay?
Yeah! Go! American life. Man, hardcore, just what the fuck are you fighting for?
.1 FM from Seattle, Washington. That's Poison Idea. Subtract from their Kings of Punk album. One of the top five choices for best American punk album released this year. Before that, Unity with Positive Mental Attitude. That's from their You Are the One 45. The Inbred gave us Positive Song from A Family Affair and Government Issue with They Know from their album on new release album. Government Issue, The Inbred, Unity, Poison Idea. And your choice for best American album of 1986, who else could it be? The Dead Kennedys, Frank and Christ.
the scary kind of illness to design a place like this for pain. They found an endless generic mall of video games and fast food chains. One by one, the little houses are picked up and condemned. I said I had to move before the rats move in. This could be a
The Dead Kennedys on WUSB Stony Brook from the Frank and Christ album, This Could Be Anywhere. Your choice for Best American Release of 1986. Running down some of the other vote getters: Government Issue, MDC, The Crumb Suckers, The Meat Men, Uniform Choice, The Feeders got a few votes, Dag Nasty got a couple of votes, Poison Idea, of course. The Inbred, 7 Seconds. The Kreutzen, Attitude Adjustment. And a lot more, who's just got like one or two votes each. But the Dead Kennedys got the most votes. And that's your choice for best record of 1986. We're going to play something from Stark Raving Mad. Then we're going to be counting down to the new year. And hopefully everybody in the other room there who's stuffing their faces with food will wish everybody a happy new year. Because we're going to turn their mics on and see what they have to say. Right now, Stark Raving Mad, Take a Stand. .1 FM WUSB Stony Brook. That's Stark Raving Mad. Take a Stand with me in the studios.
Spongeoid.
All right. How about the other room there? Introduce yourselves.
Why did you cut it off?
Oh, no, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
That's Sam
Happy
and Steve and Michelle and everybody who's in here. Colleen's in here.
This is Sponge saying we hope you make it through another one of these years, whatever you call them.
And we'll be counting it down. We got a couple of seconds left. Everybody's putting on the headphones. I wonder if they can even hear me in there.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me in there?
Yep.
Okay, one of them can hear me. Now we're counting down here. What do we got? Five, four, three, two, one. Hey!
Happy New Year!
Hey, Mike.
Okay.
What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Happy New Year, Mike. Happy New Year, Joanne.
And happy new year to Mike's buddy in the bed next to him.
And everybody else who's listening out there to tonight's show. Jeff's going to read some poetry for us. And why don't you tell us what we got here?
This is a song called Uncle Sam's Brainwashing Detergent. Try Uncle Sam's Brainwashing Detergent. You can get whites whiter, washing the Redskins' blood from his uniform. Keeps on making the blacks blue, bleaching their culture out of their lives. Hang some on welfare lines, keep Uncle Sam's handy, kills scum on contact, removes stubborn border grease, permanent oppressed illegal aliens, building your strength daily, reinforcing it with lies, programming your pupils, forced pledge of allegiance without comprehension, applying their blindfolds, the younger the better, drive them through cattle stalls, delivering us to our slaughter. Your computer file is kept up from birth to death. They know your values and they find this aversive. They're picking out the first round draft choices, loving corporate wealth and prepared to protect their interests. Keeping us informed, editing the facts, breeding their fascism, pushing fucking nationalism, teaching us ignorance, promoting fucking death. America, you are doomed. It was you who unleashed the nuclear nightmare. Those who believe in karma can see the pigs eating their pie and the blind believing the lies. Abstract history, avoiding reality, installed illusions, reinforcing the bubble. Has Nagasaki long been forgotten? Was Hiroshima really that long ago? Can you remember what happened in Vietnam? Scared to face reality? It's all too fucking ugly. Open your eyes, look right in front of your face. Can you see outside the plastic bubble? Music's meant to be an inspiration. This is rock music, a scream of evolution. MTV is shit, trendy apathy. Will you give a damn before you're drafted? As fascism rules, can you hear my song? Is it worth singing? Who can force change? With Uncle Sam's brainwashing detergent, you can get whites whiter. With Uncle Sam's brainwashing detergent, bloodstains disappear like magic. Launder that dirty money, no ring around the dollar. Try Uncle Sam's brainwashing detergent, oppression softener. With Uncle Sam's brainwashing detergent, fascist smell, sunshine fresh.
Okay.
This next one is called Life in the Parks. Every day it's the same fucking thing. Smog in the air and shit on the ground, but nobody gives a fucking shit. People look at me, I'm sitting here with nothing to say. They walk up to me and then they walk away. I won't talk to you, it would do no good. You would miss the point. I'm going to sit on this bench until I'm ready to leave. Fucking tired of the world today. I'm going to live on the street. No money will help each other, and people are fucked up anyway. I sit on this bench all day and watch the world spin around. I see perverts, muggers, and rape. I sit here and I don't hear a sound. I sit here spending my life just wanting to fade away. From where I'm sitting, life sucks. Sitting here watching the reruns, I wish I could turn off the set. But I just can't leave my seat. I've been sitting in confusion, but I've come to a conclusion. To change my disposition, I'm going to live in seclusion. Acting on intuitions is my only solution. You can't hurt me because I'm untouchable. I'm not really here. Sitting in an oblivion, my eyes don't see and my ears don't hear a sound. I'm very content living my life on this bench. Nobody can hurt me. I'm free from all pain. No inhumanity to drive me insane.
Okay, that's going to be future songs?
Yes, those are going to be future songs. They're just in the songbook now.
Okay.
Sitting there growing mold.
Before we end up, you have one more for us?
Sure, let me see if I can find one here.
All right, this will be the last one, then we'll wrap it up. John Soriano is going to be coming in next. He's going to be playing music for you until 6:30 this morning.
This next one's going to be called, if I can find it, The Maze.
In the studio, Sponge from Stock Raving Mad. In the other room, the rest of the band eating the food.
This is called The Maze. Party all day, party all night. Talk about anarchy, claim to be free. Live on the street, talk about change, but what gets done? This is not a fairy tale, and you can't escape the system. We're all trapped in a maze, and they have all the angles figured. Personal anarchy, it's a bunch of shit. It'll get nothing done except ease your conscience. If you care, if you dare, stand up. Nothing gets done by itself. Fight back. It's our only chance to escape. People must unite. It's the way things work. Racial barriers can destroy us all. Organized imperialists control us all. Tearing down the walls is only one step. Life is not a joke. Living it like one is self-destructive. If you find this funny, the joke is on you. If you're still laughing, get out of my face. We don't need to meet. We won't get along. To you, it's all a joke. Go party somewhere and have a good time. Live as you want. Do as you please. I'm not talking about straight edge, and I'm not preaching it to anyone. I don't care what you're into. Everyone should do their own thing as long as you don't harm others. Fight for your sisters and your brothers. Life is no fairy tale, and you can't close the book. Death is not make-believe, but they can close the book. You'll do what you feel is necessary. You'll do what makes you feel comfortable. But if you care and you're not there, don't come crying at my door when we're all imprisoned in this maze. Turn every corner. There's no escape. People are fucked. Refuse to love. Life is cold as ice, but no one even cares. People won't listen. Refuse to think. Racial barriers destroy us all. But no one's going to change. So the world is too fucking stubborn. And that's it.
All right. Okay, thank you, Sponge, for coming in tonight with the rest of the band.
Thanks, Steve, for having us up.
And Happy New Year to everybody out there. Michael, hope you get better real soon.
Yeah, Mike.
One quick note before I end up tonight. This is from a November 86 press release from San Francisco. The Dead Kennedys have broken up. In January 1986, their guitarist, East Bay Ray, informed the band of his decision to leave after finishing the recording for the LP Bedtime for Democracy. No plans were made to replace him, and these decisions were made prior to the current legal harassment. He left to express his disgust at the oppressive and intolerant atmosphere rotting the hardcore punk movement from within. It's time for fresh air. East Bay Ray has started a new project with Banna Witt called The Cage. So starting off 1987, everybody out there who's having a few, just take it easy on the roads. I think this song from The Burnt sums it all up. Have yourselves a safe holiday and have a safe rest of the week. This is The Burnt with DWI here on Turmoil.
Drinking, no more driving. DWI is free. get bored.